Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
And better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I keep speaking to you, brother. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Coming to you live from Media Plate. Media Plate NJ. Look it up. Got a lot of good things going on over here. I'll talk about that much a little bit later on. 167 Lakeview Avenue in Clifton, New Jersey. Media Plate to do your thing. Whatever it might be, keep it clean. Media Plate NJ, where we are broadcasting this radio show live. Welcome, everybody. Back and better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Shout out to Mike Mazak. Shout out to, Walter Fields. Walter, the esteemed Walter Fields is watching the program along with Anthony Moriano and Michael Mazak. What's up, my brother? How you doing? All right, everybody. Welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com, Facebook Live, and on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. Subscribe. Let me start with this. I was in Montclair. I live in Montclair, actually. I just didn't just happen to be there. I lived there. And I'm watching the African-American Day Parade in Montclair. And as a parade, they were getting things together and streets were all clear. There were no cars or whatever you want to do. And they're getting things together. And so the parade, from where it was set up, I think it was in Glenfield Park, just off Bloomfield Avenue there. I know I'm confusing my national audience right now. But, as the parade made its way, as it made the left turn and made its way from Bloomfield Avenue, there was nobody there. Who's responsible for that? Who is responsible for that? Shout out to Tara Myers who's watching the program. Who's responsible for that? And thank you, Tara, for your comment about Montclair. And it's not just Montclair. Who's responsible for that? There's no one out there. When the African-American parade is going on, there's nobody out there. Nobody. I mean, streets were clear on both sides. There might have been a handful of folks out there. At best, by the time the parade was over. So who's responsible for that? Who are we going to blame that one on? I lived in Paterson, New Jersey. I need to describe this to my national audience, there are folks listening all across the country to the Ron Kelly Show. And I don't mean to alienate you guys. I'll get back to what I need to get back to in just a second. But, I lived in Paterson, New Jersey at one time, mixed community, Hispanics, blacks, all types of people. And it's funny that when the Peruvian folks gave their parade, I lived on Crosby Avenue in Paterson for local folks. Owned the house there, was married at the time. And you could not leave Paterson. You couldn't leave. That's how packed it was with folks, Peruvians, when they had their parade. The streets were just overwhelmingly packed. I had to leave the back way to get out of town. That's how bad it was. The Peruvians, the Dominicans, and I'll get to that too in a minute about the Dominicans. Shout out to Bunny McKnight who's watching the program and listening to the Ron Kelly Show. And so, in these communities, when other people, and not to kick the Peruvians or the Dominicans or whatever's back in, Dominicans backs I'll kick in a few minutes. But when they have their parades, and this happens every year, when they have their parades, there are people everywhere, and you can't even leave town. You can't leave. And these folks, the Peruvians, I don't want to make it just not the Peruvian hour here, but the Peruvians and the Dominicans and the Puerto Ricans and the, you know, even though Puerto Rico was a part of the United States of America. But a lot of these folks, they have these parades, and the places are packed, can't even leave town. But when the black folks, we have our parade, nobody shows up. So who do you blame for that? You see, you know, oh, Ron, there you go being negative. No, I'm not being negative. I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. And we you know, we just don't, I just don't believe it. And you know, and then in the black community, we're giving out awards. Everybody's in an award for what? What did you do to deserve that award? Every time you turn around, there's an award ceremony somewhere in our community. Well, who? What are you getting an award for? It just boggles my mind. You know, and this happens every year. Every year we have our parade, nobody shows up. Other folks have their parade. The Peruvians, Dominicans, the Puerto Ricans, the Venezuelans, whoever, they have a parade. The place is packed. You can't. There's so many people, and the people show pride for their they show pride in for their heritage and whatnot. Us, it's just unbelievable. And see, here's the problem, right? I'm gonna solve this for all of y'all. Here's the problem. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chang, was my sister, who received the Ron Kelly Show prize pack. I'm getting ready to give out another one. I'll let you guys know. Just side note, sidebar anyway. But you see, they have these parades, and it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And I showed that video on purpose on Saturday to make a point. It's not to kick my people's back in. It's not to kick us, to beat us down. But every year we have parades, even in Newark, one of the larger African-American communities on the East Coast. And the parade pales in comparison to some of the other parades of folks who aren't even from here. And their parades are, the streets are overwhelmed with people, and they're singing and they're shouting and they're proud and they're selling. You know, when the last time you saw the red, black, and green flag? when was the last time you saw the red, black, and green flag? I mean, I can't even remember. I think one man was selling them at the Montclair African American Day Parade. But when was the last time you've seen that? How long has it been since Shelly Tara Myers, who says black folks have been forced out the high cost of living? Well, that's another story, Tara. I just have a problem with that. I almost forgot to get the phone number out. 646-668-2838. 646-668-2838 is the phone number for the national. You can call in through Blog Talk Radio. And you can also make your comments on Facebook Live if you choose to. You see, there we go again, pointing the fingers. Shout out to Tara Myers. I have a lot of respect for that sister. But there we go. We're being forced out. I have to say that I do agree that there are some efforts being made to force us out of certain areas, but we don't have to leave. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, who says she doesn't remember ever in Jersey City's streets that empty. Well, you see, here's the thing. I mean, no, but there's not as many people as there should be. You know, there's not as many people as there should be. And, you know, here's what it is. I'm going to go to break in a couple of minutes. Here's what it is. Shout out to everybody who's watching the program. The political correctness has worked its way into the black community. It's worked its way in because we're not being real with what's going on in our community. Don't say this. Don't say that. Shh. And you have folks, political folks who have been elected, and you know, they're activists until they get elected. Once they get elected, oh, you don't hear anything else from them. Why? Because they don't want to upset the apple cart. They don't want to piss anybody off. So they don't say anything. They say nothing. 17 minutes past the hour. They don't say anything. So we have the political correctness right here in the black community, where people don't want to tell the truth about what's going on in our neighborhoods. See, because you can't, you know, ignoring it won't make it go away. Ignoring the killings that take place in our community won't make them go away. Ignoring the discord and the dissent and all that goes on with our people. Look at Facebook, and you see all clashing about stupid things, about nothing. And we just don't want to face the fact of what's going on in our communities. We don't want to face the fact that there's no unity. Shout out to my stepdaughter, Nicole. Purple Diamond, I think her name is. Jeez. Anyway, shout out to you, Nicole. Love you, girl. So we just don't want to face the fact of what's going on in our community. Chicago and some of the other places. We just don't want to face the fact. Shout out to Tara Myers, who says, once the train came, it was a wrap. See, there we go again. There we go, blaming other people for our issues, for our issue. Blaming other people. We good at that. We are good at that. I see black people getting off that train too. Here we go again. Blaming other people. Much love and respect to you, Tara Myers. But here we go again. Blaming, as all we do is blame other people for our problems. We're experts at it. When a lot of the problems are self-created. A lot of the problems are self-created. Because there's no unity in our community. None. People sniping at each other and, you know, like I posted today, we all angry. And that's right. A lot of y'all is angry. Yeah, shout out to Tara Myers, who says it's no blame. Well, we got to stop blaming. See, the blaming the white man, that's old. We got to stop doing that. White man didn't stop me from doing nothing. White man didn't stop me from being on the radio or having a decent job or driving multiple vehicles. I go outside, I can pick one. White man didn't stop me. You see, when we talk about the white man, yes, there's criminal justice system, there are problems. In the correction system, yes, there are problems. In the school system, yes, there are problems. But other people tend to solve these problems. But we just stand around blaming, pointing the finger at people, and blaming them for what's going on in the black community. It's largely our own fault. It's nobody's fault but ours. How do you think I'm going to go to a break before I get to the end of this. But how do you think these people, like PETA, the PETA people, how do you think these people get so powerful? The animal protected animal. How the PETA organization is powerful. They was going to stop fur sales in New York. New York is the fur capital of America. And those people almost got New York City to stop fur sales. I'm going to take a quick break and shout out to everybody who's watching the program. Take a quick break and come right back with more of this show. It's called Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
We'll be back with more of The Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of The Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly V. LLC.
All right, we are back, everybody. It's The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Carla Henry, who I like to pick on the most. Nicole, shout out to my stepdaughter, Nicole. Put her on the intro. All right, I'll think about that. Love you, my daughter. Shout out to Tara Myers. Ron, you were on group. Now, see, this is not about Montclair. This is not about Montclair. This is about Black folks coming together. It's about Black folks coming together. We got the NAACP. We have the Urban League. We have the National Action Network. We got 5011 organizations doing 5011 things, and one hand doesn't know what the other one is doing. You got constant sniping and griping and kicking and shooting shots at each other. I mean, we just messed up. We have to put, we're going to have to, at some point, we're going to have to learn how to put our own personal feelings aside and look at the big picture. The big picture being our survival. That's at some point is what we're going to have to do. Shout out to Skip Dillard, the program director at 107.5 WBLS. I'm lobbying hard to get on the open line panel. So y'all say a prayer for the brother. I certainly have the talent. It's just getting people's attention. It's 23 minutes after the hour, 37 minutes before the hour. Yeah, and see, how do you think these people get so popular? How do you think these organizations, the PETA people, Greenpeace, they're out there in the ocean trying to stop people from, stop oil companies from drilling into the ocean. I mean, how do you think these people do these things? It takes more than one person to run the boat. So it's got to be 5, 6, 8, 10, whatever people to navigate the boat. They have to get together and they have to do what they need to do to get to the drilling site and stop them. You know, you have the people who have the tree people who they come together. The tree people don't want trees cut down. So what do? They go around and they put spikes in the trees. Now, I don't advocate any of this stuff, but they put spikes in the trees so when somebody goes to cut the tree, the saw breaks. But these people, there's no passion with us. All we do is bitch and moan and complain. There's no passion. Shout out to Keith Hall, my buddy Keith Hall from Fishbowl Radio Network. He's on Tuesday night, I believe it is. The Tuesday night. University 80s, Keith Hall, 9 to 11, Central, I believe it is, right there on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Shout out to my buddy Albert Vega, better known as DJ Tiny, who does his thing on Wednesday. I believe he was on Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 also, 8 to 10, 9 to 11, on DY Music Radio. You can check him out as well. Shout out to Michael Mazak. What's up, my brother? Nicole, my stepdaughter. Shout out to Carla Henry, who's watching the program, my favorite person to pick on during the day. Yeah, I love, mad love for you, sister. And Tara Meyer, who is still talking about Montclair. And it ain't about Montclair. Stop talking about Montclair. It's not about Montclair. It's about the community. It's 25 minutes before the hour. And you are watching, listening to The Ron Kelly Show, broadcast nationwide on blogtalkradio.com. The Ron Kelly Show.com and on Facebook Live and on Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. So I mentioned, I don't usually talk about the pop culture nonsense, but I mentioned something about Tracy Morgan in the car. And, you know, I don't talk pop culture stuff, you know. How can we get more people involved? How can we get more people involved, Tara? I think how we can get more people involved is to, that's a good question. That's a very good question. How can we get more people involved? We, you know, just, you know, these things, when is enough going to be enough in the black community? When is enough going to be enough? When is, I mean, the killings, the you know, the women getting body slammed by police officers, even killed. When is enough going to be enough? When is enough going to be enough? That's the question. How many insults, how many disrespectful things have to be done to us before we finally decide to do something? And I don't mean get up and go. I'm not talking about a revolution, not at least not a physical revolution, at least not where we're going about killing people. I'm not advocating for that at all. But when is enough going to be enough? When? Oh, God, the phone is ringing. I didn't see it. All right, whoever that was, call back. I'll get back to you. When is enough going to be enough in the black community? When is enough going to be enough? I tell you what, I've seen enough award ceremonies. And every time you turn around, somebody's getting an award. And then nothing, for what? And the neighborhood's the same way. Nothing has changed, but you're getting an award. I just don't understand that. We got another election coming up in 2020. And there's 15,000 Democratic candidates waiting to, I believe there's going to be a debate in a couple of days. In a couple of weeks, I believe it is. Near the end of the month, there's going to be a debate between whoever's left standing after after they tally the numbers, because you have to have raised a certain amount of money in order to get in. You see that? There was money again. You have to have raised a certain amount of money in order to get into the debate. And with 23 or so people, they're going to have to get rid of, they're going to have to weed out the people who just want to hear their name on TV. What it's really going to boil down to probably is, we all know that Joe Biden has a double-digit lead on everybody else. Cory Booker, I'm not sure. I don't know what's going to happen with him. I really don't think that he's not going to be the nominee. I really don't think he's going to be the nominee. But there's a lot of people, so there's going to be a debate soon. And not everybody's going to be there. Now, who's in and who's out? I'll get to that a little bit later on. But you see, we got an election coming up pretty soon, and now we're going to have to decide whether we're going to vote Democratic or we're going to vote for Republicans. See, because, you know, I know some Democrats that have unfriended me because of some of the things that I've said. Shout out to Tara Myers, who says she wants to invite me to one of the community meetings when you're available. Anytime, Tara. Anytime. Anytime. Matter of fact, you can have your meeting here. We can do the meeting live on the radio. If you want to do a town hall, you know, get in touch, send me a message on Messenger, or you can send me an email, rkelly, theronkellyshow@gmail.com, theronkellyshow@gmail.com. Anytime. We can have a town hall right here in the Ron Kelly Show studios almost forgot where I was. You can hear 167 Lakeview Avenue in Clifton. It's called Media Plate NJ. We can have a town hall right here, live on the radio. We can do that. You just let me know. We'll put it together. We got plenty of room here. Everybody will be heard. We can have that meeting live on the radio. All right. It's shout out to Mayor Kazmar. Well, you know, we have some luminaries here. Walter Fields, and also Mayor Keith Kazmar, who mayor of Woodland Park, it's called now. Woodland Park. Shout out to you, Mayor Kazmar. The folks up there are in good hands. Okay, so we've got there's some Democrats who have unfriended me. I noticed I don't see him. I don't see what they say anymore. Now, I know they're on Facebook. I don't see what they say anymore. I'm sure some of them have unfriended me because of what I've said about the Democrats. And it's not that, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that the Democrats are bad. The Republicans are bad. That I can say. I'm not saying the Democrats are bad. What I'm saying is that it's time for the folks who have voted for Democrats, especially black folks, it's time for folks to get a return on your investment. Because when you look at the history of the Democratic Party, and again, I'm not against the Democrats. I know Democrats. I know people on both sides. Like I said, I know some of the Democrats that I've known are probably unfriendemies. I don't see them on Facebook anymore because of some of the things I said. But you see, things have to be said. Things have to be said. We have to take a hard line on some things. Some things have to be said. And I'm certainly one person who will say the hard line. If you're not my friend anymore, well, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry that you didn't, that you put politics before our friendship. What can I do? I have to tell the truth. I'm not making an excuse for myself. I have to tell the truth. So, you know, now the history of the Democratic Party has been give. You know. See, the Democrat, I mean, because the Republicans don't want to give you nothing. Shout out to Berlene Moss. Love you, my sister. The Republicans, it's clear that the Republicans don't want to give us anything, you know. And it seems to me, like, for example, Hillary Clinton lost to Trump. Now, Hillary Clinton didn't have to lose to Trump. Hillary Clinton lost that election. It had nothing to do with the Russians. It had nothing to do with the tomfoolery or the trickology that Trump was doing in the background. Hillary Clinton lost the election. Shout out to Matthew Bowie. Shout out to Verlaine Moss. Love you, my sister. Oh, I did say that. Love you again. So Hillary Clinton lost the election in 2016. She lost. It had nothing to do with Russians. Had nothing to do with Trump's, you know, Trump trickery. Hillary lost the election. You see, because I'm a newsy and a political, I study political science and broadcast journalism. And see, what happened in the election with Hillary was that she, you know, she tried out these people, LeBron James and Bruce Springsteen, Katy Perry. I mean, that wasn't going to make me vote for her. You know, I mean, that wasn't going to make me vote for her. I'm not voting for, you know, I mean, I like all those people, but that's not going to make me vote for her. Hillary didn't say anything. She said nothing to fire up the base, and that's why she lost. And that's why you have what you have today in Donald Trump. Now, I'm used to it now. I don't even talk about Donald Trump anymore. I'm used to it because, you know, what is there to say that hasn't been said already? Yeah. You see, Donald Trump is America. There's a lot of folks in this country who are there's a lot of folks who are tethered to Donald Trump. There's a lot of, you see, because, you know, it wasn't, there's still some people who are in the closet with Trump. There's still a lot of folks. Somebody you might work with, somebody might be a next door neighbor who really like Trump, who really support Trump, but won't say anything because they're afraid that you're not going to like them anymore. So with the Democrats, for the most part, it's been what they offer you. You know, offer me independence. Offer me a way out. Offer me a kickstart where I can start and do for myself. Don't give me TRA and food stamps and welfare. I mean, yes, that stuff is needed by a lot of people. There's a lot of people who need welfare and food stamps and TRA and what have you. But see, these are the things that Democrats put out there. Not all, but it seems to me that these are the things that are put out there to get your vote. These are the things. And, you know, and like I said, I know a lot of Democrats, and I guess that some of them don't talk to me anymore because they're mad because of some of the things I said. But, you know, we speak truth here on the Ron Kelly Show. So there's going to be a there's going to be a not a primary, but there's going to be a debate. Now, here's the thing. Now, one, there's two thresholds to qualify for primary debates. There's 20 slots. Oh, my God. This is crazy. Okay, Montana Governor Steve Bullock is out. Okay. I mean, it's just, you know what? We just need to wait until it gets closer to the primary, because a lot of these people who are here now are going to fall off. Cory Booker is probably going to be one of them. I don't think he has enough national exposure and enough. He doesn't have enough. Although he is, although Cory Booker is one of the people who will be in the debate, I don't think he has enough national clout to actually beat Trump. Obama won, so you never know what might happen. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of the program. 22 minutes before the hour. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, how many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Boy, you can't even go outside now. There's this measles epidemic. I mean, what the heck is going on with these people who have decided that because of religious reasons, they're not going to inoculate or vaccinate their kids with the measles vaccine, and they're spreading measles all over the place. Now, you see, now, I, this is not about black or white, but these people who are doing this happen to be, for the most part, Jewish. And the folks have decided that they are not going, because of religious reasons, they're not going to vaccinate their kids. And their kids wind up catching the measles, going to school and spreading measles all over the place. Now, you see, now there's some realities about America. There's just some realities. It's not about, you know, what I think or what anybody other radio personality thinks. It's just some realities about America. And one of the realities about America is that black folk, now, if this was some black people who were spreading disease, see, this is something you hardly ever hear about. You hardly hear about this situation where Jewish people, or they just happen to be Jewish, are not vaccinating their kids against the measles, and the kids are contracting measles and going out and spreading them all over the place. Because measles is very easy to catch, you know. Somebody can walk into a room and you can catch measles if they breathe too hard, if they cough or if they sweat, whatever the case may be. Measles is very easy to catch. Now, these are black folks who were spreading disease. I mean, knowingly. Oh man, it'd be on the news every day. Fox News would have would have somebody standing on the corner of Broad and Market in Newark, for example, background film, I forget what they call it, I learned from school. So we have a situation where folks are coming from overseas, coming from Israel, actually, and they are spreading disease. Now, the state of New York and the folks over there, see, you don't hear about this in the news. You hear about Tracy Morgan's car getting smashed up, you know, $2 million. They were new. what got me. It's $200 for a used car. Anyway, more power to the brother. And there are people, Jewish folks, who are spreading diseases, spreading measles because of religious reasons. Now, see, now, I just don't, you know, it's the responsible thing to do to get a measles vaccine for your kids. Now, the measles, it's 1,000, there are 1,000 cases of measles in America right now. 1,000. And these people, they call them the anti-vaccine advocates, conspiracy theories, held another rally Tuesday. And the national tally of measles cases passed 1,000. So these people, there's 566 cases of measles in New York City, mostly in the Orthodox Jewish community. I mean, that's just where it is. I'm not picking on the Jews. That's just where it is. And these people are not vaccinating their kids because of religious, what they say, religious reasons, or they feel like the vaccine is harmful. Now, you know, a lot of us have Charles Berlin Moss is the crazy thing is that some of us that were born in the mid-60s have to be vaccinated again. Yeah. We had to get vaccinated again because there's a measles outbreak in America right now today. Now, these are black folks who are running around spreading measles around. Awesome. So awesome. Undocumented aliens. It would be the country would be up in arms. But because it's a certain group of people, nobody is saying anything. Now, these people are having rallies. The anti-vaccine conspiracy theory people are having rallies, and they really believe that the measles vaccine is harmful. Well, if you think the vaccine is harmful, what the hell you think that the measles itself is going to do to you? Measles is, you can die from measles. Folks with compromised immune systems can die from measles. So these people are running around and they're linking the vaccine to the Holocaust. They're linking the vaccine to the Holocaust. Oh my goodness. I just, somebody stop me. So, you know, so we had that situation, people running around, they're spreading disease, and because of who they are, nobody is saying anything. Shout out to Berlin. Yeah. Shout out to Ricky Chandler. I think he's watching the program. Yeah, so these people are spreading disease, but nobody's saying anything because of who they are. So there's a class war in America. You know, certain people get some, certain people get none. You know, but I push this issue all the time about the black community and where we need to be, where we need to go. And, you know, you can't spell community without unity. If you put the word community up on a bullet or which I wish I could do right now, but I can't. Then you take out the unity, you have come something. There's no unity in the black community. And I'm just, and see, because what it boils down to, and see, y'all think that, some people think that I'm kicking the black folks back in. No, I'm not kicking our people. I love being a black man. I love my black people. I love my black women. But there's some realities in the black community that we're going to have to face. You can't worry about one part. You can't worry about one bit. You know, I see pictures posted of white drug users and abusers sleeping on the streets of certain cities, but I don't see the pictures of black people. Black people sleep on the street too. Black people do drugs too. Black people fall out on the sidewalk too. But I don't see no pictures of black people. I see mostly the pictures of white people because the people that are taking those pictures and posting them on Facebook are blaming the surrounding communities where white folks live for the drug epidemic. It's the same willful blindness that the Jews are perpetrating with their measles, ignoring measles. We have the same willful blindness in our community where black folks are not coming together because I don't like you, or you got a better weave, or you got a, you know, you got some Forces and I'm wearing some Pumas. You know, it's the most nonsensical garbage that keeps our people apart when we should be coming together. Just like I said, how did the PETA people, how did the PETA people get so much power? How did animal people get so much power? How did the tree people, Greenpeace, all these organizations, how do they get so much power? Because they come together. They come together. The environmentalists and the people who keep an eye on the rivers, the river keepers and all these people. How do you think they get so popular and so powerful? Because they come together. And black folks are not powerful because a house divided will not stand. And our house is divided right now in the black community. And I'll say this as much as I can. You can like me, don't like me, whatever the case may be. But there's a reality in this country right now today. It's June 6th of 2019. There's a reality in this country. And our people need to stop fighting on Facebook and raise up. There hasn't been a piece of civil rights legislation in more than 50 years. It's been 50 years since there's been a major piece of civil rights legislation. 50 years. That's a long time. And the only reason they're not killing any of our so-called black leaders is because they have nothing to worry about. They don't have to worry about Al Sharpton. Now, I have respect for Al Sharpton. Trust me. They don't have to worry about Jesse Jackson. They don't have to worry about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who I really like a lot, and who I believe is, and I'm not a Muslim. I don't want to be a Muslim, but I do think that Reverend Minister Farrakhan is a real bona fide civil rights leader because he's not afraid. He doesn't have TV shows. He doesn't have radio shows. And he's there in Chicago, and he's not afraid to say the truth. So I have mad respect for Minister Farrakhan, who got kicked off of Facebook, by the way. But anybody else, it wasn't, and we have these black folks like Candace Owens. I don't want to say it over the air. I don't want to sue me, even though we do have insurance. But hold on a minute. Let me take this call here. Ron Kelly Show, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hello, how about you?
I'm doing well. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Zionia Glenn. I'm in Connecticut right now, but I'm from South Carolina, old friend.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we just have a little show here. What was your, did you have a point that you wanted to make? Something I was right about or wrong about? Well, I'm never wrong, but go ahead. Hello?
I'm having a hard time getting your show.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry to hear that. When we get on BLS, then you'll be able to hear it all the time if everything works out.
Right on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, are you driving?
Yes, I am, but I will call you one later on.
Okay, well, I go off the air in about 10 minutes, but... I go off the air in like 10 minutes.
Okay, Diana Glenn Watkins. Diana Watkins Glenn.
Okay, what's your name?
Diana Watkins Glenn.
Oh, girl. You better watch where you're going, Miss Watkins Glenn.
I'm in Connecticut. I'll hit you up.
Okay, yeah, I want to talk to y'all, you and Shakima.
All right, bet.
All right, talk to you later. Thank you.
Bye.
That was shout out to Diana Glenn, who's a fan of the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you, Diana, for calling in. I love somebody else. Thank you. So we there's got to be a coming together. There's got to be a coming together. You got to start fighting on Facebook. You know, all this nonsense. It's just sad. Everybody seems like they're angry about something. Yeah, I get mad at sometimes too, but I try not to put it on Facebook. You see, I got one image. I don't have a Facebook image and an image when I'm when nobody's looking. Image, and then I have an image for a public image. No, I have one image. And Jeremiah, shout out to you. We're going to put that together. I want you to contact me. We're going to have a, we can have a meeting. We can have a town hall meeting. We'll talk about it. There's room here. There's plenty of seats here. Plenty of room here at Media Plate, New Jersey, where I'm broadcasting live from, located in 167 Lakeview Avenue in Clifton, New Jersey. Headed up by Bernard Williams. So just go to Media Plate, New Jersey, and you can get all the information about what you can do. Anybody else who, for the rest of you who may want to have painting sip or a karaoke or a spoken word, there's plenty of space here. You want to have your meeting. If you want to have your meetings, if you're trying to start a business, you want to have meetings, there's computers here. If you want to teach a class, whatever it is you want to do, you can do it here at Media Plate, New Jersey. So give go to Media Plate, New Jersey, and get all the information you need over there. It's about 7 minutes left before the show is over. Thank you, everybody. Man, y'all are something else, boy. Yeah, we can do that, Tara. I'll get in touch with you. Because Ron Kelly's show is all about the community. This ain't about me. Well, yes, it is. But it's not, but it's not all about me. Okay, yes, please. Please do, Tara. Please do. There's always just a couple of people to get the movement started. They're like, there hasn't been any civil rights legislation in more than 50 years. Some of us were alive at the time where you couldn't drink from a fountain. Some of us were alive when, and we're not old people. Some of us were alive when you had to ride in the back of the bus. We were actually here. Some of us were here. I mean, a lot of us were here. Mama had to go to the back of the bus and she had to catch the bus to take me somewhere or whatever the case may be. Now, I might have been at the back of the bus. I don't remember. I was very extraordinarily young. But I may have to sit in the back of the bus one day. So, you know, we need to get it together, people. Stop fighting. Stop griping. Stop sniping. Stop this world star hip hop garbage hosting. Man, and you wonder why people look at us the way they do. You wonder why. And all you gotta do is go on Facebook. Two Negroes will be fighting. When you go to the video, world star, world star. And you wonder why. What, I mean, there's no excuse for why people look at us the way they do. I don't agree with that at all. People shouldn't look at us the way they do. But you're giving them ammunition. You know, we give people ammunition to look at us the way they look at us. We give them ammunition. So peace be upon Sergeant Elaine Williams. I understand who, police officer who perished in a domestic violence incident. No one's sure exactly what happened. We're still sorting out the details. Peace be upon her. So we got to get it together, people. We got to get it together. We have to come together. We got to stop with this. You know, shout out to the Democrats that I know, if I have any of them left. Shout out to them. I mean, we got to do better. We got to think better. We have to plan better. We have to execute better. And we need to come together as a people. I don't know if it's ever going to happen for black folks, you know, but I mean, like I said, it was a pitiful sight to see those sidewalks empty last Saturday afternoon when the town of Montclair was having its African-American parade. And there were more police officers there than our people. That was sad. It was very sad. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves, you know, because I'm not sure when Patterson, for example, Newark, some of the other surrounding across the country, St. Louis, Chicago, whatever, we need to come out in masks. We need to come out in masks because nobody's going to pay attention to us right now. The powers that be are not going to pay attention to us because they see us. You ever see, and I said this one time, you ever see an ant farm? You know, I had an ant farm when I was little. Or if you go, if you see ants, you know, little ant hill, and you see the ants are running into each other. Boom, boom, they're carrying stuff. It looks crazy, mad, you know, like when you look at these ants, they're running into each other. Nothing is synchronized. It looks like it's all crazy with these ants. But actually, each one of those ants has a purpose. Each one of those ants has a job to do. And they all, even though it looks like it's all crazy, but they're working together. Those ants are working together. And you look at the Black community, shout out Patricia Jackson. You look at the Black community, you look at us, and it's like an ant farm. I'm not equating Black people to ants. I don't get started. Just hit me on Facebook and all this. But even that ant farm, each one of those ants has a job. Each one of those ants has a job, and they're all working towards the same goal. But us in the Black community walking around bumping into each other, and we don't have a goal. We don't have a singular goal. We don't have a collective goal. Our goal is, you know, I got mine, get yours, you get yours. That's been our goal for years. And like I said, it's 2 minutes before the hour. I'll say it. We in the Black community need to come together. That's the only thing, that's the only way we're going to make ourselves, rise ourselves up in this United States of America, is to come together. Now, this might be pie in the sky stuff, but we really need to come together as a community. We need to come together. It's the only way it's going to happen. Shout out to Sean Chambers, who says, did they effectively get the word out about the parade? Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Because everybody knows, everybody who lives there knows that the parade is on a certain day. Just like everybody. Patterson, everybody in Harlem, everybody in Newark, everybody in St. Louis, Chicago, Baltimore, Phoenix, L.A., you know, San Francisco, Dallas, Kansas City. Everybody knows when the parade is. Everybody knows. So it ain't like nobody knew. Everybody knows. It's great at the same time every year. And everybody knew. Which is nobody went. Because they just did not care. That was the problem. Just didn't care. Because we need to gain some pride. We need to gain some heritage. We need some pride. We need to take pride in ourselves. Like these other, you got about a minute left to the program. Like some of these other people do. They take pride. You know, they're out there, they're waving, they're proud, they're happy, they're doing even though we got a lot better than they do. But they're out there and they're showing their pride. And there's a lack of pride in the Black community. I mean, I don't have all the answers, but there's a lack of pride in the Black community. There's a lack and we got it all stripped from us. Yeah, we know it. I know that everything was taken from us. I'm aware of that. But we need to get together, people. We need to get it together. We can't have the PETA people being stronger than us. We can't have the tree people being stronger than us. We need to get together. All right, this is about 17 seconds left. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for watching across the United States and around the world with Ron Kelly Show. And remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may have it all together. Sharon Allen Chambers, but together, we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I'm done.